Blog Talk Radio.
God will establish one of David's descendants as king. He will rule with mercy and truth. He will always do what is just and be eager to do what is right. Isaiah 16:5. Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of eloquenceonline.net in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. This is the Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? In the name of our final show of the year, that was 2017. Very simple. Merry Christmas. 2017. Merry Christmas to everyone. Got to send a quick shout out to my buddy Condra Smalley out in Clarksville, Tennessee. It has been so cool working with someone that is as dogmatic as I am about perfection. And it's even more enjoyable working for someone when you know they won't be offended when you say Merry Christmas. I want to send another shout out to my buddy Wayne Waters. We met over at the Hofbrau, very New Braunfels-ish place in town last evening to chat about some of his big plans in the coming years. And a great, great guy. Had a nice time with him. And also yesterday, in keeping with a long-standing Christmas tradition, I went over to Cross Lutheran Church and School to the first grade class and sat down with Nadine Fink and her first graders for a tradition. And I first became acquainted with it over 10 years ago when my son was in the very same first grade class, Miss Fink's first grade class here at Cross Lutheran in New Braunfels. Not her first grade class, but her first grade class here. Say that with crackers in your mouth three times. And they recite and rehearse and what's the right word? They memorize the Luke verse. Now, when you hear these young people reciting the Luke verse, bear in mind, they're not reading it. They are reciting it from memory. And I'll never forget when that assignment came home shortly after Thanksgiving over 10 years ago. I thought there's no way a first grader can learn to memorize this entire thing. But guess what? They do it every year. And so we talked to Ms. Fink real quickly about the history of doing this. And then you get to listen to those amazing first graders. I'm here with first grade teacher, Miss Nadine Fink, and this is one of my favorite traditions of the Christmas season. When did you start doing the Luke verse with your first graders?
21 years ago. This is my 21st class learning the Luke verses.
Wow.
And how many first graders do we have this year?
We have 18 first graders this year.
That's a lot of first graders.
Watch over their flock by night.
So much fun to be out there with the first graders. So much fun to enjoy the reflective time of year that it is. Back on the year that was, and look ahead to an exciting 2018. I think probably the hardest part is getting used to doing the show in that 15-minute to 20-minute time frame, down from the 30-minute time frame. But again, I believe the tempo of the marketplace has changed dramatically, and what used to feel like an hour became 30 minutes, and now 30 minutes feels like an hour when you ask someone to commit that amount of time to a broadcast or a podcast. So trying to make things shorter and tighter, but we will continue next year in our ninth year on the year. Can't even believe that. And with guests and talking about performance and banking and marketing and generational marketing and management and all the great stuff that we enjoy talking about on the show each year. But today it's all about Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. Over 2,000 years ago, the most supernatural birth in the history of our shared humanity took place in a rural village, in the rural village of Bethlehem, the same Bethlehem where the book of Ruth takes place in the Old Testament. In this particular case, it was the New Testament, and you heard the first graders talking about it. That is the true meaning of Christmas, and that is how we always wrap up the year here on the radio show. My name is Jason Dias. I want to thank you so much for listening this year. Merry Christmas to you and yours. We're going to end it with Silent Night, and we will be back sometime in early January. One last time, have a great Christmas season. Until next we speak, we'll talk to you soon.